All right, folks, welcome to a special Veterans Day week here on Troop Talk Radio, Voice of the Troops, and the Captain's America Radio Show. A lot of things going on around the country, around the world, and we are very privileged, proud, and honored to be speaking with a Marine Staff Sergeant Jacqueline Potter. The hometown is Miami, Florida, calling us from Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan. And Staff Sergeant Potter, thank you very much for being on the program today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, a lot of things go on in the military, and the first thing that we want you to have an opportunity to do is say hello to everybody and anybody that might be listening, and keep in mind that this program is broadcast around the world, not only on the radio and internet web stream, but Divage picks up this interview and plays it for all those to hear, so go right ahead and say hello.
Hello, everybody, back in Miami, Florida. I want to give a special greeting to the Miami women's rugby team that are headed to Nationals in Arizona coming up next weekend, and to friends and family I have in Colorado and North Carolina as well.
There you go. And by the way, it's a balmy 55 degrees right here in Florida. It was 47 where I'm at in the southwest coast of Florida this morning. So I assume the people in Miami probably had coats on, but it might be a lot colder when you are, huh?
It's definitely starting to get chilly down here. We're having to wear some sweatshirts in the evening and mornings out here.
Okay. Well, Staff Sergeant Potter, what is it that you do for the Marine Corps over there in Afghanistan?
I am a platoon commander for a general support company, transportation. So we do resupply missions here in southern Afghanistan, primarily resupplying Camp Dwyer and Camp Delaram.
Okay, and of course, the Marines have been right in the thick of things. Now, I mentioned to you before we started the interview, my son, Lieutenant Colonel Michael R. Bruce, is over there for the third time. I'm not really sure where he's at because his unit has been moving around, but I know the Marines are hard chargers, and they're right in the front of things. No matter what goes on, you can always find the Marines up front, right?
Absolutely. That's what we're all about.
All right.
Want to get there first and do it right the first time.
Yes, exactly. And, folks, we're speaking with Miami, Florida's Staff Sergeant Jacqueline Potter, calling us from Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan. Well, what has it been like to transition into the environment in Afghanistan? How difficult was that for you?
Actually, not too difficult. I've been to Iraq a few times already, so it's quite similar to that as far as, you know, living conditions and the environment. I mean, I guess you could think, say, a desert's a desert.
Right. It all depends on the temperature, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Some deserts are warm and some deserts are pretty cold. All right. And Staff Sergeant Potter, what is your average day like? What time do you rise and shine, and about what time do you pack it in?
It really depends on what I have going on each day. On an average day, I get up about 6:20 in the morning and leave work anywhere from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. However, the days that we do convoys outside the wire, the resupply missions, I primarily get up around 2 a.m. in the morning, and we'll get into work about 3:30 in the morning. This kind of really depends what we have going on, but average day, about 6:20 in the morning.
Okay, well, I'm going to relate to something years ago. Back in the Republic of Vietnam, when a whole bunch of us were over there, we had people working by daytime that turned out to be the ones wearing those black pajamas at nighttime. And I've often wondered about the Taliban and some of these people, these Afghani folks that you've got working for you. I mean, how can you tell who the bad guys are?
It can be honest, it can be difficult. You know, we'll drive down the road. The primary road here, the only paved road they have here in Afghanistan, is called Ring Road. Mm-hmm. We refer to that as Route 1. And, you know, we'll pass several small villages along the way. And sometimes you just really can't tell. You know, they all wear the same type of traditional Afghanistan clothing. It's difficult, to be honest with you. You really can't tell who's the good guys and who the bad guys are at times.
And, folks, we're speaking with Miami, Florida's Staff Sergeant Jacqueline Potter, a U.S. Marine, calling us from Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan. Well, I got to ask you the big question. You know, the military moves on its stomach. So what's the chow like over there? How's the food?
Actually, you know, the chow halls over here really aren't that bad. We have access to, we can have 3 square meals a day. If we are outside the base or outside the wire, if we can't make it, obviously, to the chow hall in time, we have the meals ready to eat, the MREs.
Oh, yeah.
Come in the bag, which have, you know, they've come a long way since back in the day, I'll put it like that. But the chow halls here on base really aren't that bad. You know, they give us good cooked food. We have a sandwich shop here we can have access to any time of the day. So, really, the food is not bad here.
And, you know, they've started selling some of those MREs under the brand label Heater Meals over here in the United States. It can be bought at the outdoor stores, if you will, as well as in some truck stops. And they're actually MREs that are packaged under a label called Heater Meals. It's kind of funny to see them that way.
Interesting. I haven't heard that. But
well, when you get back home, you can check it out. Now, how long is your deployment over there? When are you expecting to come back home, Staff Sergeant Potter?
Marines usually do on average of about 7 months in theater, so we should be home early springtime, let's say March, April time frame.
Okay, and where's your home base?
Actually, I am a reservist based out of Orlando.
Okay.
Orlando, Florida. There is a reserve center down in Miami, but I belong to the Motor Transport Unit, 6 Motors out of Orlando.
Okay, well, we've got one over here in Tampa, too. What is it called? The 4th Marine Amphibious Squadron. And I knew the, one of my neighbors is the former commanding officer, Colonel John Saputo, USMC retired. But we've had a lot of events for those guys over here in our area. And again, you know, the Marines, it's quite a unique family, quite a unique group, because as the dad of a U.S. Marine, I proudly have a sticker on my back window that says my son is a U.S. Marine. And I get a lot of people driving by honking their horn and all that sort of stuff. It's really quite a camaraderie.
Oh, absolutely. My mom has a proud of her daughter, Marine, sticker on the back of her vehicle as well. So I definitely say the Marine Corps. I personally feel I'm kind of obviously biased, but we have the most pride of any branch of service, I would definitely say. Pretty much every day I know probably has some sort of Marine Corps sticker on their vehicle.
Roger that. And, folks, we're speaking with United States Marine Staff Sergeant Jacqueline Potter from Miami, Florida, calling us live from Camp Weatherneck in Afghanistan. Well, Sergeant Potter, how long have you been in the Marine Corps?
I have been in the Marine Corps a little over 8 years.
All right. Are you going to make a career out of it?
Absolutely.
Okay, and your aspirations, I mean, are you taking advantage of the educational benefits and all that?
I am. I've attended Miami-Dade College, working on exercise science degree. Well, actually, they don't offer that program there, but working on the basics and then probably transfer over to Florida International University right there in Miami.
Okay. Well, as a platoon leader with your unit over there, how many people do you have under your command, Staff Sergeant Potter?
I have 32 Marines and one Navy corpsman underneath my command, so a total of 33 guys.
Got to give a shout-out to the Navy corpsman because many moons ago on Hill 101 Alpha overlooking Quezon, a very famous name in Marine history, I owe my life to a Navy corpsman who risked his life to save mine, and the Navy corpsman never go unnoticed when I'm around.
Absolutely. They're a big part of us, obviously being Department of the Navy, and they take care of us. So we definitely got to take care of them.
You bet. And, folks, we're speaking today with Staff Sergeant, Marine Staff Sergeant Jacqueline Potter, calling us from Camp Weatherneck in Afghanistan, Miami, Florida. Okay, how easy is it for you to communicate back home? I mean, can you just jump on a telephone line, jump on a satellite, jump on an Internet connection? I mean, how easy is it, or do you have to kind of catch as catch can?
Well, with the time difference, we were 8.5 hours, but since the time just changed for you all, it's 9.5 hours ahead over here. There's the AT&T phone centers here. We use calling cards to be able to get home. There's another program called SpaWare where you can buy minutes on the Internet and utilize that to call back home. It's fairly easy to be able to contact back home, though.
Okay, very good. And Staff Sergeant Carter, Staff Sergeant Jacqueline Carter, I want to give you another opportunity to say hello, goodbye to everybody and anybody that's listening, including members of your unit, that probably you're going to hear this broadcast later today.
Hey, hope everybody is doing well back home, and miss you all, and Semper Fi.
there you go. And I want to thank you, Staff Sergeant Potter, and all those Marines serving with you, that Navy Corpsman, and all the members of the military. Wish you a very happy Veterans Day. We're going to be celebrating Veterans Day here in my backyard November 11th, and we're going to be doing a live broadcast from 3 to 6 p.m., so hopefully you'll be able to catch that over there and listen to some of the United States celebration over here of Veterans Day. We think about you guys and gals all the time. It's all about you, and we do what we can to stand up for you. And Semper Fi, that's for my son.
Thank you very much, Semper Fi.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.